Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 7th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has announced that it has invested $10 million in Copan Diagnostics as part of its Advanced Manufacturing Fund for U.S. businesses. Copan Diagnostics is a manufacturer of collection kits for coronavirus samples, and the investment will help the company grow production levels to more than 1 million kits per week, according to Apple. The Advanced Manufacturing Fund was established in 2017 as a way for Apple to show commitment to domestic manufacturing and promote U.S. job creation. Through this fund, Apple plans to invest $5 billion in U.S. manufacturing businesses. In the past, Apple has used the fund to invest in companies directly related to its supply chain, like Corning Glass. But the investment in Copan Diagnostics represents a shift in that strategy and is Apple's latest effort to help in the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Copan Diagnostics currently produces a few thousand kits per week, but Apple says it is helping to design the equipment that will allow it to scale up its operations to more than 1 million units per week by early July. The raw materials and equipment for Copan's manufacturing will be sourced from companies across the United States, including Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. You can read the full announcement at the link in the show notes below. In other news, Apple has released the fourth developer beta of iOS 13.5, and it continues to build on the COVID-19 exposure notification API. In the third developer beta of iOS 13.5 released last week, the settings interface for the COVID-19 exposure notifications included a simple toggle for enabling or disabling the functionality. This led to a lot of confusion over why the toggle was enabled without an associated app from a public health authority. But in beta 4 of iOS 13.5, things are much clearer. iOS 13.5 no longer allows you to even turn on exposure logging if you don't have an authorized app from a public health authority installed. And there are also clearer controls for deleting exposure logs and managing installed applications. The new explanation in the Settings app provides much-needed clarity around Apple's implementation of COVID-19 exposure notifications, and it continues to underscore the privacy of the feature, including the fact that it's completely opt-in. iOS 13.5 and watchOS 6.2 will also include a new feature for the emergency SOS and medical ID functionalities, essentially combining the two. As it stands right now, medical ID can be accessed from the lock screen on the iPhone or by holding the side button on an Apple Watch. Your medical ID shows important information about you, and the idea is that anyone can see the important health information even if you're not responsive. But iPhone and Apple Watch also offer a separate feature called Emergency SOS. When you hold down the side button on an iPhone or Apple Watch, the device will call local emergency services for you. So what's new in iOS 13.5 and watchOS 6.2.5 is a new capability that connects medical ID and emergency SOS together. Starting later this month, customers will be able to opt into a new emergency SOS feature that automatically shares medical ID information with emergency services. This will help first responders by reducing the need to ask about allergies, medications, and medical conditions. First responders will automatically receive this information from medical ID when emergency SOS is activated. The medical ID data is encrypted to ensure the data is stored privately on device, and this privacy is maintained with the new capability by relying on enhanced emergency data to securely share it with first responders. This new feature will be available to everyone when iOS 13.5 and watchOS 6.2.5 are released to the public later this month. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of the day, including iPhone and MacBook Air promotions.
Today's best deals at 9to5 Toys include Apple's new 13-inch MacBook Air. The 512GB model is at a new Amazon all-time low of $1,199, which is good for $100 off the regular going rate. Also today, Verizon has a new Mother's Day promotion, which offers buy one, get one free iPhones, including iPhone SE and iPhone 11. You'll also get some added bonuses if you switch from a competing carrier. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite offers or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com and follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. We are off tomorrow, but we'll be back on Monday for a full week of Apple news.